about, I don't know, just the Cal State Monterey is connected up with the Monterey Jazz Festival in some loose way or something like that. But just any advice from you as an educator and a jazz musician of how it's a project that's in motion. But any suggestions from your perspective?
You know, it's a tricky thing, man. It's a tricky thing because, you know, there's the one thing about being a jazz musician is that we have this vast history in front of us, you know, and going through that history can be a daunting task, right? But I think sometimes what education makes, where they make a mistake, is that they tend to think that you need to go through that history before you can search for your own musical ideas. And I'm the person that thinks those things need to happen simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like with Lionel Awake. Can you imagine me telling Lionel Awake, hey, but you need to check out some Wes Montgomery? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though I know he's listened to that, right? But obviously that's not where he's... That wasn't the direction he was going in. So for me as an educator, let me just take what he's doing and try to help him with that. Same thing with Ambrose.
Yeah.
You know, why am I going to sit down at Ambrose and sit down and listen to Clifford Brown songs? You know, he's already done that work, and he's found that something else was for him.
Yeah.
So for me as an educator, it's like to build up that, you know, and give him the tools. My whole thing, I remember, you know, there was one kid who came in and auditioned at the same time Ambrose did, and he played all of Freddie Hubbard bits and Clifford Brown bits. And I just remember telling Herbie and Wayne, I said, I don't know what I can do with that kid, because I can tell he's made up his mind musically. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but one of the things I was confident about with Ambrose, I said, I know I can make him a better trumpet player and open his eyes to what he's already doing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that excites me about jazz education. You know, I'm proud of all of the students that I've taught who are out there making records, man. Gretchen Parlata, you know, Walter Smith, you know, Ambrose, Lionel, man, Dana, Dana Stevens, Dante Winslow, you know, all of those people are doing well. You know, Alan Hampton, bass player.
Where did you teach Ambrose? Where was that?
At the Monk Institute.
Okay.
I was at the Monk Institute.
Yeah. Cool.
So you know, it's if there's one thing that I can tell them, it's like there has to be that mixture of respecting and studying our history along with allowing room for these kids to be themselves.
Yeah. Well, amen to you. I want to leave you with something that I read in one of the bios someplace about you, and I think it's really very telling and very inspiring. But you said, music is about the reality of where we are. I'm just trying to speak the truth. I love that. You don't even have to comment on it, because I'm going to put it in the bio someplace. But I think that's a very something that I very much admire in you, and have admired in all the years that I've known you. That seems to be the heart, yeah?
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing that goes back to that educational thing, too, is like giving kids the strength to understand that there's nothing wrong with being themselves. You know, and that's the thing I try to tell my kids all the time. I said, listen, you didn't walk in here dressed like me. You didn't walk in here dressed like each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Why would you do that? You know what I mean? I understand what it is you may have admiration for a person, and you enter into the music by learning all of their music. That's fine. You know, I get that, but don't forget who you are along the way. Don't forget the rhythms you like, the harmonies you like, the melodic phrases you like. All of those things come together to create you, and we don't need you to be somebody else, you know? I remember that was my mandate when Herbie and Wayne talked to me about teaching at the Monk Institute. They literally said to me, you know, we want to create innovators. Oh, I've got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's been the thing, you know.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem like you need to take a nap now. the beginning of all this was like, I went, oh my God. You know, Terrence is burned out and busy and all this stuff, but really, I guess you have the knack of being a communicator, and I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. Thoroughly.
I always enjoy talking to you, man. I really do.
Yeah.
I appreciate you doing this too, you know, in the midst of all of this craziness. I know it's kind of like a last minute thing. We're all rushing to the finish line, but I really appreciate it.
Good deal. Okay, have a safe trip. You're going to Nashville tomorrow?
Yeah. For a couple of days, then I go to New Orleans to get with my mom, some stuff there, and then I come back here.
Wow. Do you still have a house in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah.
So you're not quite bi-coastal, but you're by something or other.
Yeah, semi.
My wife and I always think like, oh, yeah, because she's from California. I lived in California for a quarter decade, and then we moved to New York, which is my, you know, I'm from New England. So, but we thought, like, God, wouldn't it be cool if we could be bi-coastal, have a place in New York and then in L.A.? Yeah,
there's one thing I got to get used to, though, man. I'm not coyotes, man. It's fucking coyotes, man. they're fucking everywhere, you know what I mean? And yeah. It was funny because I thought it was just me, but then there was a story done on the local news here about how the population is like busting at the seams. I mean, people have been seeing packs of like 12 and 15, like coyotes. We don't see that many around here, but they've been all in my yard, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, the danger of living in LA.
Yes.
I just hope you're not out in the hills where your house is going to burn down someday, is it?
Well, we're in Woodland Hills, but you know we're not in Topanga, none of it, in Calabasas, those areas where the fires were. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to get those people in Woodland Hills to get their asses together so you have better cell coverage. That's all I can say.
Man, I went online and I Googled it, and for this area, all of the services are horrible because they just don't have cell towers.
Yeah.
You know, because it's Woodland Hills. There's, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But anyway.
Good. Hey, well, it's great talking to you. I'm glad that we were finally able to hook up and that I had all the music that I needed. And a blessing to you and give my best.
Same to you, man. Good to see you, man.
Give my best to your lovely wife.
I will, man. The same to you. Take care, Dan.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.